Four players hoping to build a £10,000 fortune, but first, they'll have to demolish the defences of this towering machine. Have any of them got what it takes? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Dan, an IT consultant from Bristol.
I'm Aisling, a publishing graduate from Oxford.
I'm Nick, an English teacher from Cheshire.
I'm Kath, a biomedical scientist from Worcestershire.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Point. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you'll have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to play out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine, we have two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the person in last place with the lowest score at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game. They'll go home with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. In Les Misérables, Jean Valjean is sent to prison for stealing what foodstuff? Dan.
Loaf of bread.
It is bread, Dan. Yes. Good stuff. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone one for Dan, please. What's she got to start us, Dan? In you go. Pleased with that one?
Very pleased, yeah. Looking good.
Shift that mystery towards the edge as well. And...
keep it going, keep it going.
Oh, Dan! Dan! Staying where they are. Got them across the top shelf, but nothing across the bottom shelf, so I'm afraid nothing to put into the bank. You've got two counters to play. Next question. A coronary bypass is carried out on the arteries that surround which organ? Nick.
The heart.
Of the human body. You're right, Nick. It is the heart. Would you like to play or pass?
Play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one.
Seems only fair, doesn't it? Right up drop zone one.
Thank you, Dan.
Can you get it on the left-hand side, Nick? Let's see. There you go. Is it far enough over? Can you get something across that shelf? Yeah, there we go. Oh, lovely stuff, Nick. Very well done. Seven across the tipping point with that drop. Very tight start. £350. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That gives you £350. You've got two counters to play. Next question. In 2014, Phil Neville and Rio Ferdinand joined which football show as pundits? Dan.
Match of the day.
Yes, it is match of the day. Now then, Dan, you played last time. Do you want to play again or would you like to pass?
I'll play.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Change of tack. Light up drop zone four for Dan, please. Now then, we need some money here, Dan. What do you reckon to that one?
Not too bad, not too bad. In the middle.
It's flat. Can we get something over, Dan? That's all we need. Yep. OK, come on now.
Keep it going, keep it going.
More generous than last time. Oh, Dan! Dan! You've got one counter left, nothing in the bank. There's a lot riding on this next question. The moon orbits which planet in our solar system? Dan.
The Earth.
It is the Earth, Dan. Fancy passing, Dan?
I think I'll play this one, please.
Drop zone four?
Yes, please.
Right, light up drop zone four for Dan. This is your last counter, Dan. Get your timing right. Let's see if we can get you some money. OK, that could be good.
That looks good to me.
It's not going to take much, but we need something over that shelf. Go on. Oh, Dan.
Come on, come on.
Yeah, you got a few in the end. Mystery stays in the machine. Dan, that's five across the tipping point. Finally. Got some out. Well done. £250. Let's take that and put it into your bank. So that's £250. You have used all three counters, though, Dan. So for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question. In England, landscapes designated AONB are areas of outstanding natural what? Nick.
Beauty.
Yes, they are indeed. Nick, do you want to play or pass?
I'll play.
Where are you going to go?
Please. I'm going to go for drop zone 4, please, Ben.
Yeah, let's follow Dan. Line up drop zone 4. It's gone on right. What do you think?
I wanted it the other side or to the centre. But,
Oh, might work out nicely. Bit of lateral movement there. And...
Oh, well done.
Nick, you're cleaning up after Dan.
Yeah, mystery prize.
Nick, that's 9 across the tipping point with that drop. £450 this time. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £800.
Wow.
You've got one counter left, and nestling in amongst those counters is a mystery counter as well. Can't quite see it there, but it is in the win zone. You've won yourself a family ticket to Chessington World of Adventures Resort.
Oh, excellent.
Lovely
the
stuff.
Kids will love that.
They will, absolutely. Yes. As will you, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
You've got one counter left to play and £800 as well, Nick. Well done. Next question. Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara are characters in which... Aisling.
Gone with the Wind.
Which 1939 film it is, Gone with the Wind. Well done, Aisling. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 3, please.
Light up drop zone 3. Can you get that double into play, Aisling? Let's see if we can get you some money. Get over.
Oh.
There you go. Nice little stroll across the drop zone.
Come on.
Get you down. It's flat. Now, that double could well go here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about the tipping point for Aisling?
Hopefully. Yeah.
Two counters, including the ejector drop, flying out of the machine. We can add in £100 there for you.
Great.
So £100 from the machine. Let's take it and put it into your bank. I'll put you on £100. You've got two counters left. Next question. A trumpeter is someone who plays which brass musical instrument? Aisling.
A trumpet.
It is a trumpet. Yes. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 3, please, again.
Light up. Drop zone 3 again, please. Ooh. Settle. Nice settle. Pleased with that one, Aisling?
Yeah. Looks good. Oh.
But is it?
Unfortunate.
Can't count your chickens with this machine, I'm afraid. So a counter goes in, you've set up the shelf, but nothing comes out. You stay on £100 with one counter to play. Next question. In the natural world, what is a monkey puzzle? Kath.
Tree.
Yes, it is. Well done, Kath.
Hey. Well done.
Now then, would you like to play, Kath, or would you like to pass?
I'd like to play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 3, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone 3 for Kath. Been waiting patiently, Kath.
Yeah.
Let's clean up now. Come on. Go.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that too far, maybe?
Oh, no.
Is it going to ride? It does.
Oh, no.
You might get a shove on the black one in front. Could work. Go on, go on, go on.
Sorry.
Nearly, but not quite, Kath. So, your first one in. Nothing to add to your bank, I'm afraid. Next question. In the standard UK version of Monopoly, what is the highest value banknote? Nick.
500.
Just in time, Nick. Nearly had to take that off you. £500 it is. So, would you like to play or pass?
Play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 3.
OK, Nick's been tidying up after everyone brilliantly. Light up drop zone 3. Straight in. Gone the other way. Wrong side.
Mm-hmm. I'm lining it up for you guys. Some payback there for you.
Some, yes, it's karma, Nick. Not this time. You can't clean up after anybody this time. But, Nick, you have got £800, which is a great score. You've used all three counters for the time being you're out of the round. Aisling and Kath, just the two of you left in. Aisling, you've got one counter. Kath, you've got two. Next question. Which Barbados-born pop star? Aisling.
Rihanna.
Do the media refer to as Riri? It is Rihanna. Aisling Wright, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please. And I think I'll stick with drop zone 3.
Light up drop zone 3, please. Down. What do you think, Aisling?
Don't know. Oh,
there you go.
We'll see.
Get more there. Oh, that's 4. Okay. 4 across the tipping point, which is £200. It's important right now because when we take it from the machine and put it into your bank, it puts you just ahead of Dan. You've got £300. Aisling, you have now used all three counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Kath, just you left in. because it's just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to these two questions to put those counters into the machine. You need to do it in the allotted time, so if you're not sure, it's worth having a guess.
OK.
Here we go then, Kath. In astrology, the 12 star signs are divided into four zodiac elements, which are air, water, earth, and what else?
Fire.
Yes, it is fire. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone four. Held to scale for drop. What do you reckon?
I hope so, but no.
Kath!
It's not my day.
Not even a sniff. OK, you've got one counter left, Kath. Again, you need to give me the correct answer to put it into the machine. In the year 2000, who became the first rower to receive the Sports Personality of the Year award?
So Stephen Redgrave?
Yes, it was Steve Redgrave. You're absolutely right. So, Kath, where are you going to go?
Drop zone three, please.
Let's light up drop zone three, please. Top shelf is looking cracking in drop zone three there, Kath. Now then, what do you reckon, Kath?
I'm not sure. It's not really been my lucky day today, but everything...
Will that change? You need five out. Kath, I'm so sorry.
That's all right,
you put the one
you.
In. You've got one out, though. You finally got one out of the machine. That's £50. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And that means at the end of the round, Nick is leading on £800. Aisling has £300, just ahead of Dan on £250. Kath, you gave it a great shot, but with £50, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
That's fine. Thank you, Ben.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Dan, Aisling and Nick have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50. Nick, you are our leader, ahead of both Aisling and Dan, so it's your choice. Would you like to take on the machine first, or would you like to pass?
I think I will take the machine on, actually.
OK, Nick, 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. You ready?
OK.
30 seconds for Nick. Your time starts now. Which world-famous Irish dance show began its life as the 1994 Eurovision Interval Act?
Riverdance.
Correct. What form of transport would you expect to see raced at a regatta?
Boats.
Correct. The West Yorkshire city of Leeds stands on which river?
Pass.
It's the air. Which organ of the human body is separated into the right and left hemispheres?
Brain.
Correct. What was the name of the character played by Patricia Routledge in the sitcom Keeping Up Appearances?
Pass.
Hyacinth Bouquet. In which century were the first Nobel Prizes awarded?
19th.
It was the 20th, actually. Nick, you got three right, so three chances to get some money out. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking drop zone three, please.
Looks good, doesn't it, drop zone
three?
Yes. OK, let's light up drop zone three for us, please.
Left-hand side there.
Kind of
OK,
central.
That's OK.
Could shift those silver ones if you split these. There. Yep.
There goes.
Oh, are you going to get them?
Oh, they're riding.
You have nudged them into that big cluster. So, Nick, you've got one in, nothing else. So, where would you like to go next?
Stay with drop zone three, please.
Light up three again, please. So, Nick, let's see if we can get something across that top shelf to dislodge all those counters.
Other side, other side. Better.
More central. There's a couple.
That's two.
Flip. Oh, are they going to do it?
Pop.
Yes.
Oh, running away now.
Lovely drop there, Nick. Eight across the tipping point. £400 with that drop. Very timely and very nice. Whew. You've got one more to put in, Nick, so where would you like to go next?
I'm going to move over to drop zone two, please.
Yeah, drop zone two looks pretty good too.
Yes,
light it up, please.
Looking good.
Very hectic drop. You got it down. Is that where you wanted it, Nick?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
And there's the mystery over with a couple more. And a nice little drop to finish. Five more across the tipping point. Let's add in another £250. A 650 in total. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank, Nick. That leaves you on £1,450. Well done. So, Aisling, you're just ahead of Dan, so it's your choice now. Would you like to play the machine or would you like Dan to go?
I think I'll play.
30 seconds for Aisling, please. Aisling, your time starts now. Which bird is traditionally eaten on Thanksgiving in the United
States? Turkey.
Correct. In 2014, which apprentice aide became Baroness Brady of Knightsbridge?
Pass.
Karen Brady. Which element with the symbol ZR comes last?
Zinc.
It's zirconium. In the theatre, a monologue is a speech performed by how many people?
One.
Correct. What nationality is the former world number one tennis player Andre Agassi?
Australian.
American. Wilbur the Pig is a major character in which children's book?
Peppa Pig.
Charlotte's Web. The astrological sign Scorpio covers most of which month?
October.
It's November. Oh, Aisling, so you got two right. There's a lot on the edge and a double. What do you reckon?
I think I'll go with Drop Zone 2, please.
Drop Zone 2 it is. Let's see what you get here, Aisling. Oh, got on the other side.
Something might come out of this.
Let's hope so. You need something?
No.
Nothing. Okay, Aisling.
Yeah.
Hanging over again, yeah.
So nothing for that drop. You've got one more to play, Aisling.
Yeah, I'll stick with Drop Zone 2.
Like that, please. That's more like it.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to fall. Come on.
Oh, there you go. Took their time.
Go on.
Oh, Aisling. Never.
Oh, no.
You can't believe it.
I can't believe so close.
You got a decent clump across the top shelf, but they've only delivered two across the tipping point into the win zone, which is £100, Aisling. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That takes you up to £400. So, Dan, we come to you. 30 seconds for Dan, please. Your time starts now. Which TV cook wrote the best-selling book, Delia's Complete Cookery
Course? Delia Smith.
Correct. .hu is the top-level internet domain for which European country?
Pass.
Hungary. In the 1980s, The Clash had a hit with Rock the What?
World.
Casper. In engineering, an aqueduct is a bridge used to transport what substance?
Water.
Correct. In the 1980s arcade game Pac-Man, what colour is the title character?
Yellow.
Correct. The Norfolk Country House, Anmer Hall, is situated on which royal estate?
Pass.
Sandringham. In the animal kingdom, what name is given to a male rabbit?
Hare.
It's a buck. You got three right, Dan. So you got three counters. Where are you going to start?
Let's go with Drop Zone 2, please.
Light up Drop Zone 2, please. OK.
Not really where I want it.
Let's see what you get. Ooh. Dan, you need three counters to catch Aisling. And that's going to be sending you home, Aisling, I'm afraid. So four across the tipping point, Dan. That's enough to put you through to the next round. £200 there. Two more to put in. You need 20 counters to catch Nick. Where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 4, please, Ben.
OK, light up Drop Zone 4, please. What do you reckon there, Dan?
Prefer it on the left-hand side, but it might be OK. Nope, nope.
Setting them over the edge, they're not going to drop, though, are they? So, Dan, you've got one more to put in. What do you reckon?
Drop Zone 1, please.
OK, let's light up Drop Zone 1. There you go.
That's
what do you reckon?
That's where I wanted them.
OK, there's a nice cluster there, isn't there, between... Ooh, that could be nice. Can you get them?
Ooh.
No!
It's
Dan!
Not my day at all, is it?
Goodness me. There's so many on the edge. But they are staying where they are. So just the £200, Dan. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And that puts you on £450. It is just £50 difference, but it's enough to put you through. At the end of the round, Nick is way out in the lead with £1,450. Dan scrapes through with £450. Aisling, I'm afraid that means with £400 we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So it's Dan and Nick who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Dan and Nick. Dan, you've got a bit of a job on your hands. He's £1,000 ahead of you. What have you made of our machine so far?
It's been a bit cruel on me, to be fair. I feel a bit like a bridesmaid. But never mind, never mind. We'll see how
Nick
the drag
has
goes.
Picked up on a few of your setups along the way, hasn't he? Nick, you used to be a musician, is that right?
That is correct, yes. I started off as a classical guitar teacher.
Are you still playing the guitar now?
Absolutely, yes. I play in a band still.
Oh, brilliant. What sort of stuff did you do?
We did covers, so anything from Amy Winehouse, Etta James, through to Blondie, Fleetwood Mac, Tina Turner, Killers.
So all the stuff's a perfect wedding band and birthdays band, that's
yes, exactly. If I can plug us, that'd be brilliant.
There you go. Nick is available for hire, everybody. He's not bad with the old tipping point machine as well, by the way. Best of luck to both of you now.
Thank you.
Time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. Give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. Give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of the round will be playing for £10,000. So, Nick, as our leader, it's your choice. Would you like to keep control and take the first question, or would you like to pass to Dan?
I think looking at the machine and how many are overhanging plus the doubles, I think I've got to play.
OK, first question for you then, Nick. What surname connects a West Midlands comedian and the principal in The Simpsons?
I'm going to play.
OK, you know this one.
Skinner.
You've gone with Skinner. Dan, what would you have said?
I think he's right.
OK, let's find out. Is the answer Skinner? Yes, Frank Skinner, of course, and Principal Seymour Skinner. Nick, you get to play. Where are you going to put your counter?
I'm going to go for Drop Zone 1, please.
OK, let's light up Drop Zone 1, please.
Here we go. It's gone the right side.
You like that one?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Getting nudged towards the money. Nice double shove.
Keep going.
Oh! So three across the tipping point. £150 is what you've got there, Nick. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That takes you up to £1,600. Right, control passes to you now, Dan. Your first question. How many dozen are there in a gross? You can pass this to Nick if you're not sure.
I'd be guessing, so I don't think I'm going to risk it. I'm going to pass.
OK, so Dan doesn't know. Nick, great opportunity for you here. A gross, do you know how many dozen there are?
I think it's 12.
I think it's 12. What makes you say that?
There's something in my head saying 144. Yes, I'll stay with 12.
12. Dan, ring any bells?
Not really, no.
You wouldn't have known?
No.
Is the answer 12? Yes, it is.
Well done.
Absolutely right, Nick, well done. Another counter into the machine for you. What do you reckon?
I'm going to go for Drop Zone 4, please, Ben.
OK, light up Drop Zone 4, please.
Oh, wrong side.
Really clean drop. Just plummets down. See if we can get hold of one.
Well, I've had plenty so far. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Two more.
Just keep an eye on that for a sec, because those two are going to go and those ones on the edge. Just in the middle of the shelf, you see them there?
Yeah.
They move in.
Come on, come on.
You need to go now if you can. Oh, we're just hanging on. Maybe this time. There you go. Too deep, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Four across the tipping point there, Nick, so that's £200. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Your lead extends up to £1,800. You keep control as well. Time for your second question. Husband and wife MPs Ed Balls and Yvette Cooper represent which political party? You can pass if you're not sure.
I'm pretty sure.
OK.
The Labour Party.
You think it's the Labour Party?
I
do. Dan, did you know?
I think he's right.
You would have gotten the Labour Party as well. Let's find out. Is the answer the Labour Party? Yes, it is. Right then, Nick, where are you going to put it?
I'm going to go Drop Zone 4, please, Ben.
OK, let's line up Drop Zone 4. Oh, there's a bit of a gap in front of that. That's the problem.
That's the problem, isn't it? Ooh. Oh, it's just stayed there.
So, not this time. Dan, control passes back to you. Time for your second question. The percentage of people with the surname Owen is highest in which country of the UK? You can pass this if you're not sure. Do you think Nick would know?
Probably, yes. I think I'll take an educated guess.
You're going to take an educated guess at this one? What are you going to say?
I'll take Wales.
You'd say Wales? Nick, what would you have said?
I think that's a pretty good guess.
You'd have gone with Wales as well.
Yes, I would have stayed with Wales as well.
Right, Dan, we need this. Is the highest percentage of Owens in the UK to be found in Wales? Yes. They certainly are. Dan, where are you going to put your counter then?
I think I'll go for drop zone 4 on this one.
Light up drop zone 4. Need this double if you can, Dan. Get over. Might be there. 27 is what we're after.
Go on.
Wow, Dan.
Setting it up again for him, aren't I?
OK, nothing for that one. So, Nick, let's come to you for your third and final question. In a computer, what is the name of the large circuit board on which the main components are mounted? Now, you can pass this if you're not sure, Nick.
If I pass it over, being an IT specialist, I think he's going to get this. I will play.
What are you thinking, then? What sort of things are you thinking?
I don't know. I've got motherboard going through my head at the moment. I'll stay with motherboard.
Dan, you're an IT consultant. What would you have said?
I have to agree with him, motherboard.
Let's find out and get confirmation. Is the answer the motherboard? Yes, it is. Nick, I don't know where you got it from, but well done. Well done. So, look, where are you going to go?
I think we're going for drop zone 3, please.
OK, let's try drop zone 3. Light it up, please. You've all tried 4 relentlessly. Was 3 the answer all along? Just about there.
Yeah.
That black one there over.
That's one over.
Is it gonna go? Oh, there you go. Nick, 9 counters across the tipping point. Very well done. £450. And of course, you got the double as well. So let's double it up. Another £450. £900 is what you get. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £2,700, which is a very, very good score. Dan.
Always a chance.
Control passes back to you. Ever the optimist. I like that about you, Dan.
Yep.
Third and final question. During the English Civil Wars, which English monarch was imprisoned at Carisbrooke Castle on the Isle of Wight? You can pass this to Nick if you're not sure.
He is an English teacher, and he got the maths question right. So I may as well give him a history question. I'll pass it over.
Dan doesn't know. Nick, what are your thoughts?
OK, I'm just trying to go from the succession from James I. So James I, second, and I think it was Charles I for the English Civil War, so I'll stay with Charles I.
Charles I, your answer?
Yes.
Dan, what do you reckon?
That was in the back of my head, Charles. I didn't know which one, whether it was first or second, but...
Nick, if you're right, you get the counter and you're playing for £10,000. Is the answer Charles I? Yes, it is. Very well done. Hard luck, Dan. Nick, you've played an exemplary game. Let's put another counter into the machine.
Drop zone 1, please.
Yeah, let's get that double out. Come on, light up drop zone 1, please. Just to the right of the drop zone. Might be a bit too far for the double. Can we get anything over that shell? Finally, Nick, you draw a blank. Yeah, just too deep. Just too deep, so nothing more to add.
No.
The damage had most certainly been done, though. At the end of the round, it is Nick who is today's winner with £2,700. Well done, Nick. Dan, I'm afraid with £450, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Nick. You are today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into the machine. It's just a touch bigger, but it is a whole lot better, because if you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000. Can Nick master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Nick is our winner today. £2,700 is what you've got yourself so far, Nick. Very, very well done. Does it feel a bit surreal?
It does. It's very surreal at the moment, because I just wanted to have the aim of not going out in the first round with 0.
I think you've managed to achieve that aim.
I have.
Quite successfully. £2,700 is a great score as well. Hugely impressive. You've got 2 children?
I have, yes.
How old are they?
Ellie's 14 and Eddie's 9.
OK, and what do they make of their old man coming on to tip the
Ed's Oh, he's just had a wish list as long as his arm.
Oh, is he quite excited?
Oh, very excited.
If you were to get the £10,000, though, what would you do with the money?
Well, one would definitely be to buy my daughter a new saxophone.
Yeah.
New drum kit for Ed.
Yeah.
A break, which I've got.
Lovely, yeah, you've got that.
A bigger break as well, I think.
And so then, a nice holiday for you and the family?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, wouldn't that be a fab thing to do?
It would be marvellous.
Fingers crossed we can do this for you, because if we can give you £10,000, it'd be a great way to finish the show, wouldn't it?
It certainly would.
OK. Time to find out whether Nick's going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do, if you want to go home with £10,000, Nick, is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each of the categories, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, we do still have that double counter. It's sitting there right on the edge of drop zone one. It's on the tipping point, isn't it? It doesn't affect the jackpot counter, but it does still double anything that falls with it. So it's worth keeping your eye on, because if you don't manage to get the jackpot, you could still take home an awful lot of money. Let's face it, you've already got a considerable amount of money. So what we really want you to go home with is £10,000.
It would be very nice.
So have a good look at the machine, Nick, because you've got to put the jackpot counter in. What are your thoughts?
I feel drop zone four's unlucky at the moment.
OK.
My inkling is drop zone one because of the double counter.
OK, let's load up drop zone one then. So this is the important one for you, Nick. OK, good. Oh, coming right for the double.
Yeah.
Nick, eight across. Can we get the double? We want it to go with a nice clump, if possible.
That's okay. That's good.
£50 across the tipping point. So we can add that in. We're up to £2,750. Jackpot counter is nice and flat. The great thing about that double being right there is it's going to go with a whole load when we get it over.
Right.
And it doubles the entire drop, and that's what we're after, as much money as possible. OK, let's have a look at the categories. Hobbies, science, TV, geography, music and sports. A couple in there I'm sure you're going to like. You can play them in any order you like, Nick.
Okay.
So when you're ready, give me your first one in for how many counters?
Strong points, hopefully music,
yep.
And hobbies, geography. TV, I'm always dodgy with. I don't tend to watch soaps or anything like that.
Right.
Sport, we'll go for sport first, please.
OK, sport for how many?
Three, please.
We'll have a sport question for three counters, please. One of the stars of the England World Cup winning team, which player was European Footballer of the Year in 1966? Bobby Charlton, Martin Peters or Jeff Hurst?
I think I can discount Martin Peters.
OK.
Bobby Charlton, his goals in the 66 final in the World Cup, very important. Jeff Hurst scored the winning goal in the World Cup, so I think I've got to go for Jeff Hurst, and plus he scored the hat-trick on that day as well.
Should we line up Jeff Hurst?
Yes, please.
OK, we're going to take Jeff Hurst, please. Was he named European Footballer of the Year? Is the answer Jeff Hurst? Bobby Charlton.
I talked myself out of it.
OK, frustrating, Nick. We've lost one category. Long way to go, though. Five more. Let's have a look. Hobbies, science, TV, geography and music.
OK, I think I'm going to take them in order.
Top to bottom?
Rather than choosing, yes, top to bottom. So I'll start with hobbies.
Hobbies for how many?
And I'm going to stay with three, please.
All right. Hobbies for three counters, please. A Bandalore was the name given to an early version of which children's toy? Diablo, Frisbee or Yo-Yo? Heard of it before?
Vaguely, somewhere. I don't think it's a Diablo. I can't think what could be devilish about it. Frisbee, possibly. I've just got a feeling it could be a yo-yo. Yo-yos have been around a long time. Yes, I'm going to go with a yo-yo.
If you like that yo-yo?
Yes.
OK, we're going to take yo-yo, please. So, is it a yo-yo? Was a Bandalore a yo-yo? Yes, it was. So that's three counters put into the machine, Nick. Where would you like to start?
Well, I've got to go for drop zone one, I think.
Let's light up drop zone one.
Ah, well, that's just a bit over.
Let's see if we can get a few across.
Okay.
Go on. No, they're hanging on.
It's not going. They might just fall over.
They're pretty steady on the shelf as well,
yes.
So nothing for that one. Two more to put in, Nick. Okay. Where now?
I'm going to go for drop zone one again.
Light it up, please.
Let's hope it goes to the right this time. Yeah. Oh, not
this
quite.
One. We'll get those few over there, though.
Well,
is that enough to shift everything?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good drop.
Fabulous drop with the double. It's 11 counters. £550, but of course, you've got the double, so let's whack in another £550. In that drop, you've soared up to £3,850. It's a huge amount of money in such an early stage of the game. OK, we've still got one more to put in.
OK. Light up drop zone one, please.
Fire it up, please. Just to top it off, it'd be lovely if we get it right on that jackpot counter now.
That's better. Come on.
Can we add any more?
Oh,
another two.
Good.
Oh, lovely stuff. Nick, that's another five across the tipping point. Let's add in another £250. £4,100. And we've still got four categories left.
Right.
This is going very well indeed, and there's still plenty more for us to plunder. Let's go back to the categories.
OK.
Science, TV, geography and music.
Science, please, Ben.
Four.
Three, please.
We'll have a science question for three counters, please. To which food group does the compound glucose belong? Protein, carbohydrate or fat? Yeah, what do you reckon?
OK,
Teaching much nutrition at school now?
Not me. Not me. I think my wife would be very unhappy with me because she's diabetic.
Right.
So, protein, no, fat, no, but... carbohydrate, yes.
Very confident about this one?
I am.
OK, let's light up carbohydrate, please. Number three counters, which would be very timely. Does glucose belong to the carbohydrate family? Yes, it does, of course it does. So, three counters, Nick. Where are you going to start?
It's got to stay in drop zone one, really.
Fire up drop zone one.
To the right.
Get over.
Oh, that's OK.
Feel the
Might
shelf.
Just go.
Little nudge.
Nope. OK. Right.
Knew we were going to have to do it.
Yeah. OK, drop zone one again.
Light it up, please.
Oh, it's gone over again.
There you get that silver one over.
Yeah.
Here we go. There's a few to collect on the edge
there.
Oh, hello.
Oh, mystery.
The sneaky mystery just emerged. OK, and one more to put in.
OK, drop zone one again,
please. Light up drop zone one, please.
Down, drop. Oh, right, over the other side.
Just a hectic drop.
It settles.
OK, well, we've filled the shelf up, which is exactly what we knew we were going to have to do. Nothing more to add with that drop, so let's go back to the categories. TV, geography and music.
TV, please.
OK, this is the one you're worried about.
It is. I better state three.
All right. TV, three counters, please. What is the name of the fictional local newspaper in the long-running soap EastEnders? The Walford Gazette, the Walford Tribune or the Walford Times?
Tribune sounds too American.
Mm-hmm.
Times, possibly a bit too posh for EastEnders. So I'm going to go with the Gazette.
Gazette?
The Gazette.
Should we light up Gazette?
Please.
OK, we're going to take Gazette, please. Is the local paper called the Walford Gazette? Yes, well done.
That was a bit of a guess.
That's a great guess. You worked it out brilliantly. So, we've got three more counters.
OK, drop zone one, please.
Fire up, please. Central.
Yeah.
A bit of lateral movement on it here. There.
Come on. Oh, not this time.
Too bad.
That's better.
OK, two to go. So, where would you like to go next?
Drop zone one, please.
Fire up, please.
Good.
Sit.
Oh. Don't ride.
Just rolled away.
Please don't ride. Oh. It's come up. Yeah.
Oh, just tooting. One more to go. Where would you like to go next?
Drop zone one, please.
Fire up one, please. If it gets it over, it's going to shift that little cluster.
There you go. God, come on now.
Changed its mind, didn't it?
It did. I didn't think it was going to go there. That's it. Come on now.
Big shot.
That's lovely. Looking good.
Five across the tipping point, Nick. Another £250. Let's put that in. £4,350. And we got the jackpot counter on the bottom shelf. OK, you're working hard for this, but it is coming. It's getting there.
It's getting there.
Let's have a look at the categories. Geography and music.
Geography, please.
For how many?
Three, please.
Geography question this time for us for three counters. Bryce Norton, the largest RAF station in the UK, is located in which English county? Durham, Cornwall or Oxfordshire?
Right.
Have you been there?
No, I've been near to it, travelling back from holidays in France and getting off at Poole and Portsmouth that way. So it's definitely not North, it's not Durham, it's not Cornwall, so I'm going to go for Oxfordshire.
Should we light up Oxfordshire?
Yes, please.
We're going to take Oxfordshire, please. Is the answer Oxfordshire? Yes, it is. Great stuff. Well done, Nick. Another right answer. Another three counters. Where are you going to start?
Drop zone one, please.
Fire up, please.
Okay. Yes.
Go on.
Come on, push them over.
Is it going to go this time?
Okay. Oh, that's that one. Ah, good.
Little cluster here on the edge.
Ah.
Very nice.
Ah, another mystery.
Yes. That's another four across the tipping point. It's another £200. We're up to £4,550. And nestled amongst those four is a mystery prize. You've won yourself a cooking class for two, courtesy of L'Atelier des Chefs.
That's brilliant.
Great stuff. We're up to £4,550. You've got yourself another mystery prize. Two more to put in. Where now?
OK, drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one, please. Stop. Right, that silver one. Come on now. Right at it. Stay on target.
Oh!
Don't go now.
No. It's a bit precarious, that one.
There's no movement on it, is it?
No,
it's just holding there, which is okay. That's what we want.
Yeah.
Okay, one more to go.
Drop zone one, please.
Fire up one, please.
Oh, come on.
Very nice.
Beautiful. Come
very
on.
Very nice.
Push.
In we go.
Go!
And another one across the tipping point. We put another £50 in, Nick. You're up to £4,600, which is a tipping point record. You've now got more money than anybody else at this stage who hasn't won the jackpot counter. £4,600. But look where it is. It is right on the tipping point. We're so close.
Right.
Let's go back to the categories. Music. It's your favourite. We've saved it.
Actually, I'm quite scared of this now.
That's the
way. I've been said I'm a musician, I play in bands, and it could go horribly wrong.
Let's stay positive here, Nick.
Three, please.
Music to three counters, please. In which country was the composer Chopin born? Poland, Austria, or Italy?
Right.
What are you thinking?
I'm pretty sure he's not Italian.
Okay.
Or was born in Italy. Poland is ringing bells somewhere, but so's Austria. Chopin, Austria. I'm going to go Poland because I don't think he's Austrian. There's just something in the back of my head saying Poland. Poland.
Should we light it up?
Yes, and I could see my musician friends now who are going, shouting at the screen if it's wrong.
We'll take Poland, please.
Please.
In which country was Chopin born? Was it Poland? Yes! Well done, Nick. So, look, we've got three more counters. You can see how close you are. It's only going to take one in the right place.
Drop zone one, please.
Fire up drop zone one, please.
OK.
What's she got for us?
Here we go.
Good to do so
Nick.
Far. Is this
come
the
on,
one?
Come on.
Come on, Nick. Oh, is it going to go past it? Is it going to get
come
in?
Come on.
Yes! I can't believe it!
can't believe it.
Look what you just did. That's brilliant, Nick.
I'm speechless for once.
£10,000. Can you believe it?
No. No. It's not slick.
£10,000.
I just can't believe it.
Amazing stuff. Well, you've played a fantastic game. You've got all the doubles out. You've got a couple of prizes out. But most importantly, you've got a jackpot. You're going home with £10,000. You've played a great game. Very well done, Nick. So our English teacher Nick had a great start. Two large drops gave him an early lead in round one. He certainly taught the machine a lesson then. In round two, he increased his lead further. In round three, he got a couple of cracking drops. And in the final round, he got the jackpot counter out on his 13th counter, certainly keeping him at top of the class. He goes home with £10,000. And, of course, you've won your family day out at the theme park and your cookery class as well, Nick. You enjoyed yourself?
Absolutely.
Well, we've loved having you on. Very, very, very well done. So there you go. Nick's going home with £10,000. He's practically cleaned out all the prizes as well. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.